Welcome to Destination Unlimited. I'm your host, Victor Furman, and it is my honor and privilege to welcome Dechen Shakdagse. Dechen has a unique family background as the daughter of a Tibetan Lama and a deeply spiritual mother. She grew up absorbing the beautiful wisdom of her parents while integrating the modern Western world. Convinced that the chanting of the ancient mantras that filled her Tibetan environment as a child could be beneficial to her Western friends, Dechen found a way to open the hearts of the Westerners to Tibetan mantras. Dechen is married to Dr. Kalsang Shak, a Tibetan doctor, and is the mother of two daughters. In addition to her musical path, she's had a career in marketing for an international company and taught Tai Chi Chuan for many years. Following the footsteps of her late mother, Dechen and her two sisters have been active in social projects in Tibet. Together, they've been looking after the Sedan Medical Clinic that their parents founded in 1999 and have helped the clinic to become self-sustaining. Thanks to the success of her musical career and the Beyond Project, Dechen has been able to found the Dewa Che Foundation, focusing on preserving and promoting the Tibetan culture inside and outside of Tibet. For more information on that, go to www.dewache-foundation.com. It is my honor and privilege to welcome Dechen. Good evening, Dechen.
Good evening, Victor.
It is so nice to have you with us.
Thank you very much indeed. It's my pleasure.
Dechen, please share with our listeners, what is it like to grow up as the daughter of a Tibetan Lama?
Looking back, I think this was the biggest gift of my life because being raised as the daughter of a Tibetan Lama, for me, has set the base now for what I'm doing now. And that's such a privilege to be able to transmit the wisdom of my culture into the world.
That's beautiful. Now, your father bestowed you with the beautiful and precious holy mantras that you share with the world today. What was that process like, his transmission from him to you?
As every Buddhist, you receive initiations or empowerments to these mantras or prayers. And I also received these initiations for the mantras that I sing. But more important, my father always said, is how you perform, how you chant these mantras. It is so important that your motivation is correct and that the motivation is such that you chant them with a strong wish, with a genuine wish that they may help every sentient being to transform their mind from negative to positive. And so this is why I think I consider myself as very lucky to have received all these blessings from my father. And whenever I sing and chant the mantras, wherever I go, actually, I feel as if I'm really able to transmit the ancient wisdom of my culture into the world.
That's beautiful. So in essence, what we're doing is you're implying your intention, in addition to the beautiful voice and the beautiful words that are being chanted, you're applying the intention of loving kindness behind there. That's a beautiful thing. Thank you for saying that. Now, even though there's not a literal translation for the word mantra, the Sanskrit roots are said to include the words man, which means thought or mind, and tra, which is instrument or a tool. So combined, they describe an instrument of thought. How would you explain what mantra means to you?
A mantra, for us, is that what protects the mind from negative energies. And what we mean with that is it protects our mind from our own negative emotions. So Buddha has said that there are 84 negative mental afflictions. And breaking them down, we have three main roots, poisons of mind, we call them. It's hatred, greed, and mind. So chanting a mantra is helping us to protect our own mind from these very, very negative poisons.
I never thought of it that way. Thank you for sharing that. Now, to many people, one of the most beautiful mantras is the Om Mani Padme Hum, the mantra of the Bodhisattva of Compassion. And I forgive me, but it's Avalokiteshvara. Did I do that right?
Avalokiteshvara.
Yeah. Very good. Okay. So please share with us your feelings about the concept of the Bodhisattva and also this beautiful mantra.
The Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, the Tibetans say Om Mani Padme Hum mantra, consists of six syllables, Om Mani Padme Hum, and we believe that in these six syllables, the whole of Buddha's teachings are transmitted. So when we chant this mantra, it takes us to the innermost source of our own love and compassion, because it's the mantra of Buddha Avalokiteshvara, as you just said so beautifully. It's the Buddha of compassion, and this mantra evokes in us the love and compassion that we all have. And this love and compassion, we say, the nature of this love and compassion that we feel is no different than the love and compassion of Buddha Avalokiteshvara. So it's a very, very powerful mantra. And it's the mantra that I pray the first moment I get up in the morning. The first thing that comes out of my mouth is Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum. And I pray this with a big, strong wish that all beings may be free from suffering, that all beings may be blessed with happiness.
And just if I may ask, my understanding of the concept of this bodhisattva is that this is a bodhisattva who attained enlightenment and had the right to go on without having any other obligation, and yet vowed to stay in the realm of the world, in the realm of people, until every tear was dried on every eye. Is that true?
That's perfectly true. And that's absolutely beautiful, because the bodhisattvas, they are here to help all the beings to be liberated from samsara.
All of De Chen's recordings are available on CD Baby and New Earth Records, and she's given us a gift this evening, a cut from her brand new album, Day Tomorrow. It's called I Won't Go Far.
Thank you.
Won't go far from her brand new album, Day Tomorrow. We'll be back with more music and more of Dechen Shak Dagse after these messages. Back with our wonderful guest, Dechen Shak Dagse. Now, how would you explain to someone new on their path the importance of practicing mantra as part of a daily spiritual practice?
A mantra is helpful in many ways. I think Buddha has said that a mantra is effective, is having a positive effect on every being, regardless whether you believe in Buddhism, whether you are regardless whether you have a faith or not, they have a universal healing power, and this is what makes a mantra so special, especially for the world that we are in today, because everything is turned upside down. We have wars. We have tragedies happening every day. So the mantra is a protection for our mind, but also for our body. And we believe that the chanting a mantra in the first place calms our mind. Mm-hmm. Because all our problems, all our human problems are created because of an unbalanced and disturbed mind. When we think that every war has had its start in a disturbed mind, in a destructive mind. And so it is so important that we try to restore a balanced mind and an inner balance and a happy mind, because no happy mind is going to start a war. It's always a very negative force of a negative mindset that is going to harm others.
Now, it's interesting because you've balanced, the word balance is very important here, a very successful career in marketing and an equally amazing calling, sharing the ageless wisdom of Tibet in song and chant with a worldwide audience. How would you compare the two paths of the business world and the chanting in the mantra world?
Yes, indeed. At the first moment, you would think that this is a huge difference and a big gap, but when you look at it closer, all we do in life, we try to lead a meaningful and a meaningful life, and if you are in a corporate, you can also make whatever you do meaningful by putting the right motivation into your work. So when you work in an office, and your mindset, your motivation is such that you with your action, with your words, with your thoughts, harm no others, but be useful and bring happiness to your surrounding. This can be very very inspiring and very nice too. And of course, to be honest, what I'm doing now, of course, is very, very fulfilling. I'd like to add, when I was working in the corporate, it was very interesting to see, because the people always loved to hear when I talked about the Tibetan Buddhist philosophy. They really loved it, and they say they always said, you know, talking to me gave them a beautiful chance of calming down their mind and really feeling peace. And when I left the company because my singing career took over, I remember I had my one boss who was so sad that I was leaving. Mm-hmm. He said that, oh, Dechen, you know, I really hope you will be so unsuccessful with your singing so that you will come back. And I thought this was a really nice compliment.
It is. That's amazing. We call that a backhand compliment, where he's wishing you non-success on one hand so that he maintains you because he loved your presence in the company. What a wonderful thing to say.
Yes, and of course now with my singing, I don't really like to call it a career, because the career sounds like I really want to be so successful. It's a calling. It's a beautiful privilege that I have to be reaching out with my Tibetan voice, singing the mantras for the benefit of really a lot of people. And I am so touched, because wherever, it doesn't matter whether it is here in Europe or whether it's in Asia, in America, these mantras seem to really go right into the hearts of people and give them so much peace and inner balance and happiness. It's really extraordinary. I'm very, very blessed to do so. And of course, I have my amazing musicians who help me transporting the message with the tool of the modern music that connects us all.
I must share with you, in the late 1980s, I got onto my spiritual path. And initially, when I brought it into my workplace, there was a lot of resistance, and people sort of looked at me funny and weren't interested at all. But I must say, in the last 10 years, there's been a tremendous connection with others who are looking for something more in their lives, even in the business world. And what a gift and a privilege and an honor it is to be able to bring that to people in the workplace.
Yes, yes, definitely. Sometimes I meet people from my old work colleagues, and they're the first ones that to congratulate me whenever I have a new album out or when something beautiful is happening, and they just say that, you know, Dechen, you're so lucky to be doing this, because that is so meaningful, and they wish they could do something like that too. Mm. So that's really lovely.
It is beautiful. You had the honor and privilege of singing for His Holiness the Dalai Lama on the occasion of his 80th birthday. Please describe to us what that wonderful experience must have been like.
That was absolutely amazing. His Holiness, for us Tibetans, of course, first of all, you know, it's an amazing honor to be performing for His Holiness the Dalai Lama. He's the peace icon in this world, and I've already been allowed or had the chance to perform and sing for him a few times, and by now he recognizes me, and it's every time it's such a tremendous feeling to be close to him, to His Holiness. And the last time, as you said, it was on his 80th birthday in Germany, in Wiesbaden. I was invited to, with my musicians, to perform for him, and it was especially amazing because I was performing, chanting for His Holiness the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra out of my album Jewel. And I had the whole audience in Wiesbaden. It was in a park outside, in a beautiful park, a beautiful, lovely Sunday afternoon. The park was filled with about 17,000 people, and I asked the audience to chant the Om Mani Padme Hum mantra together as a gift, as a holiday, as a birthday gift to His Holiness. And the whole crowd chanted Om Mani Padme Hum for His Holiness. And after that, His Holiness got up from his chair, and he shook hands with each one of my musicians, especially my producer Helge van Dijk, and he looked to the audience and he said, "This is the first time I have heard such a holy mantra with this beautiful instrument. I really liked it a lot." And that for me was just amazing. It was just beautiful. And I was so happy also for the musicians, especially for Helge, because he wrote the music for it. And and you know, you just feel so tremendously blessed. And now, of course, this Om Mani Padme Hum has even a greater meaning to me each time I perform this. You know, it's just like His Holiness's blessings go with it too.
What a wonderful blessing and connection for you and the other musicians involved. That's truly wonderful. Thank you for sharing that with us. So, speaking of the Dalai Lama, what is your sense of the current political situation in Tibet? And do you see a day when Tibetan culture and spirituality will be something looked upon favorably by the Chinese government?
I think so. I truly believe that, because I've been traveling to Tibet a few times, and I was always very touched when Chinese people, you know, expressed their deep respect and interest for Tibetan Buddhism, you know, China has almost about 500 million Buddhists by now, and the number is increasing, and they have especially developed a special interest in the Tibetan Buddhism. And there are so many Chinese people traveling up to Tibet because they consider Tibet as a holy place where they can go and they can really find their spiritual roots. And that, I think, is a beautiful development, because as long as the Chinese cherish the Tibetan culture, cherish the Buddhist philosophy, and that comes from Tibet, the Tibetan Buddhist philosophy, the danger is smaller that they will destroy it. And this is my biggest hope, and I think there is a development that they will preserve the Tibetan Buddhist culture.
That is our fervent hope also, and thank you for sharing that with us. And we'll be back with more of the music and mantras of Dechen Shak Dagse after these messages. You're listening to Destination Unlimited on Om Times Radio. back with our wonderful guest, Dechen Shakdagse. You've been blessed with being a part of the Beyond Musical Project, along with Tina Turner, and is it Regula Curti? I'm not familiar with her name. Is that Regula?
Yes, Regula Curti.
Curti. Please tell us about this wonderful project and how it feels to be a part of it.
The Beyond Project is very special indeed. It all started with Regula Curti, who is a wonderful music therapist and yoga teacher. She used my very first album, Deva Che, Universal Healing Power of Tibetan Mantras, that came out about 15 years ago. She used that album regularly in her classes, and she thought this woman must be a nun somewhere up in the Himalayas. And then one day she found out that I actually just live across the lake from her, because she invited me over, and we got to know each other, and a very nice it was a beautiful friendship that started. There was a moment when I was approached by the Christian Catholic monks from Einsiedeln. This is the biggest Benedictine church in Europe. I got approached by some of the young fathers whether I could come to explain to them the mantras, because they are listening very often to my album Deva Che, the same one that Regula was listening to. So I was so touched when they called me, and I told Regula, isn't it unbelievable, you know, Catholic priests listening to Buddhist mantras? That's so touching. Regula asked whether she could come along, so we went there together, and I explained the mantras to the Catholic priests fathers, and they were very impressed, very touched. I sang for them, so a wonderful friendship developed there, and somehow with the help of the manager of the abbot of the monastery there, we were able to invite His Holiness the Dalai Lama for an interfaith meeting between Christians and Buddhists up in that church, and that was 2005. And then at that time, Regula was chanting more the Hindu or the Buddhist mantras, but she had somehow neglected the Christian prayers. And at that interfaith meeting, His Holiness expressed how important it is to, the people should stay within their own faith rather than changing faith and exploring the depth and the beauty of their own faith. And that's when Regula started to chant Christian mantras again with her students. And it's discovered the beauty of that. And so Regula and me, we started to chant together, combining Christian and Buddhist mantras. And one day we thought, well, wouldn't it be lovely to make a CD? We did that, and all of a sudden we thought, well, it would be so beautiful to have someone like Tina Turner helping us to bring this message of understanding between the religions into the world. And Regula asked Tina whether she would like to join. And surprisingly, Tina said, well, I've been waiting for such a moment for a long time. So can you imagine how amazed we were? And so this is how it all started. And of course, you know, the rest we all know. We have three albums out, and they're really all over the places and touching really a lot of people's hearts, and especially, you know, promoting understanding, respect and tolerance between the faiths, because that's so eminently important nowadays, because there should be no wars fought, you know, in the name of the faith. That's totally wrong. So we just hope that we can contribute to really restore peace.
What a beautiful sentiment and beautiful action, because it's more than just feeling it, it's doing something about it. And we are both members, obviously, of the interfaith movement. I'm a member of the interfaith movement here in the United States. And in the interfaith movement, we've come to the understanding that at the foundation of every culture and every belief system and every religion is the same message: love each other, be kind to each other, take care of each other. And if everyone subscribes to that, the world will have peace.
I think so, definitely.
Absolutely, absolutely. All of Dechen's amazing recordings are available here on CD Baby and New Earth Records, and a new cut coming from her album Day Tomorrow. It's called Everest Jomalangma. Everest Jamalangma from her new album Day Tomorrow. More with Detin Shakdagse after these messages. Back with our wonderful guest, Detin Shakdagse. And speaking of thrilling things and peace and wonderful things, we are thrilled that you have a U.S. tour coming up and that you will actually be gracing the stage of Carnegie Hall here in New York City on February 22nd. Please tell us about the tour and what you hope to achieve with it.
Yes, I mean, Carnegie Hall is just an amazing highlight. I've already been to Carnegie Hall 2012. Philip Glass heard my last album, Jewel, and he thought he would like to invite me over to perform. And that was also when I met Lou Reed and Laurie Anderson and all these wonderful people. And now with my new album, Day Tomorrow, Philip heard it again and was really thrilled. And he invited Helge van Dijk and myself to perform some of the songs at Carnegie Hall. And we are really absolutely thrilled and so honored to be back So that will be on the 22nd of February this year, and on the 24th of February, I have the honor of giving my own concert at Tibet House, and it will be wonderful for me to bring the music of the new album to America, because it's about sustainability. It contains beautiful mantras also, of course, but the main message of this album is that we all have to put our forces together in protecting this world, this planet, to sustain it, and to be able to give it to our next generations.
And on that note, I'm going to thank you, Dechen, for being our wonderful guest this evening. Please share with our listeners, if you would, and with the readers of the article, how they can find out more about your tour, about your foundation, and about you.
You can have a look at my website, www.dechen.com. You will also be able to find more about the social projects that we support in Tibet on www.dewache.com. I would be very happy if you come to Carnegie Hall, of course, on the 22nd, but also on the 24th. It will be a little bit more intimate to share the evening with us. I'll be there with three amazing musicians. That's Helge van Dijk on the piano, that's Daniel Pezzotti on the cello, and that's Hank Schizo on the guitar. I'm really looking forward to being with you soon.
And that's February 24th at Tibet House in New York City, is that correct?
Exactly.
Wonderful. I actually am going to make an effort to meet you and to be there with my beautiful wife and be able to be in your wonderful presence and receive the transmission of loving kindness from your amazing voice. Thank you, Dechen, for gracing us tonight.
Oh, thank you, Victor. It was my pleasure. Thanks so much.
And we close our show with one more cut from Dechen's new album, Day Tomorrow, available on CD Baby and New Earth Records. It's her amazing take on a traditional chant. It's called Black Tara. Thank you for joining us on Destination Unlimited. Until next time, Om Shanti, my friends.